Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
In physically preparing for the divine liturgy, the priest dons a set of vestments specifically designed for the celebration of the divine liturgy. Yesterday we were introduced to the tak, or crown, the white shabik, or shirt, and the urar, or the stole. Today we will continue with the vesting process by understanding the role of the belt, the cuff, and the cope, or the robe. The belt, or godi, is placed around the shirt and the stole which is hanging from the priest's neck. The priest recites, "May the girdle of faith encircle me round about my heart and my mind, and quench vile thoughts out of them. And may the power of your grace abide in them at all times, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." As the belt circles his body, we are to understand the totality of commitment to the sacred celebration. Note that the physical attributes of the belt point to the spiritual union of heart and mind in the celebration. Our bodies are the vessels inside which the mind and soul of our being resides. To engage in the divine liturgy, we must be present with all of our faculties, the five physical senses of taste, smell, sight, sound, and touch, are highlighted with the experiences we feel through our heart and engage with our mind. The priest is completely committed at this point and beckons that we give all of ourselves to the celebration. Next, the priest places his hands through the bazbans, or cuffs, so that they cover his arms. He prays, "Give me strength, O Lord, to the right and left hands of my body, and wash all my filthiness, that I may be able to serve you in health of soul and body." The arms and hands are the means by which the physical work of the church is accomplished. Here the request for strength should not be underplayed. Strength is endurance. Strength is patience. Strength is muscle. The celebration of the divine liturgy is an action that has implications and consequences in the real world. Much like the gladiators of old who would place cuffs on their forearms for protection and as a symbol of strength, the priest is reminded of the necessity to work for the victory, that is, for the success of this divine liturgy, of this mystery, and of course, of life. Now the priest is ready to celebrate, and so the next vestment is one which calls for focus. The vagas is placed around the back of the neck of the priest. It stands high and surrounds the back of his head also. As the urar reminded the priest of the yoke, or the burden placed around his neck, the vagas is a reminder of what are sometimes called blinders that we see around the eyes of beasts of burden. While temptation is from all around, the vagas forces the priest's attention to the celebration of the liturgy and the common cup at the center of the Holy Eucharist. In a moment of temptation, if the priest's attention is steered to the right or the left, the blinders prevent him from looking further and readjusts his attention to the work before him. This is a very special vestment that directs the senses to the essentials of the liturgy, and therefore to the essentials of life. The final article of the vestment set is the robe, or the shurchar, which we will learn about tomorrow. For today, let us focus on the belt, the cuffs, and the vagas, as three more reminders of commitment. Our devotion must be circular, like the belt, with no signs of beginning or end, encircling our entire being through body, soul, and mind. Our faith must be fortified by strength, as the cuffs provide, so that we understand that the purpose of our faith is to do, to share, to love, and to work for the betterment of life. Our life must be focused, as the Dvagas directs us, to concentrate on the matters at hand. And if, by the temptation of the moment, we should wander, may we be reminded of the awesome beauty of the life that is still in front of us. I leave you with this meditation for commitment, strength, and focus in your life. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.